Hello, and welcome to this week's Demand Gen Report podcast. I'm Senior Editor Matthew McKenzie, and I'll be speaking with our two guests today, Raghu Raghavan, CEO of Acton, and Robert Abbott, General Partner for Norwest Venture Partners. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thanks. Nice to be with you.
Great to be here.
So, Raghu, on Demand Gen Report this week, we covered some big news involving Acton. Perhaps you'd like to recap the company's funding and customer growth news for our listeners.
Yeah, sure. So the funding news here is that we just raised $16 million, which doubles the total amount of capital that we've raised to date. You know, it might seem like a lot, but I think we've been the most capital efficient company in the space by far. For instance, one of our competitors, Marketo, I think has raised over $100 million. You know, the other really nice thing about where we are today is we hit a really nice customer milestone just before we actually raised this round, 1,000 customers. And our 1,000th customer was very representative of the type of mainstream businesses that are now using marketing automation. I think it was a company called Hydropeptide, and they're an award-winning specialty skincare manufacturer, right? So companies like this are using, you know, our product to do some pretty sophisticated stuff. So I think it was a really fantastic thing to hit 1,000 customers with a customer that we thought was just great and very representative. And of course, we're absolutely thrilled to have, raised this round of capital and thrilled that the company that's going to be helping us grow is Norwest and Bob Abbott.
Raghu, can you put some those growth numbers that you mentioned, which are really incredible, into some context. How quickly is Acton growing compared to the marketing automation industry as a whole?
You know, that's a great question. When we did our first venture capital round back in October of 2010, I think we'd been talking to you guys back then as well, right? We had 10 employees and 75 customers.
Sure, absolutely.
Right, and now 18 months later, we have over 140 employees and over 1,000 customers. And, you know, we've been completely focused on the small to mid-market, right? With a special emphasis on small marketing teams. You know, we define that as being anywhere from 2 to 10 to 15 people. You know, this is a huge market. You know, we estimate this mid-market to be a $5 billion market with a 1 to 2% penetration. And we've never changed our focus. So, I think we've been proven right in our strategy because we were the fastest growing marketing automation company by far in 2011. You know, by the estimate of one of the industry experts, David Rabb, it was 318%, and he's about right. And, you know, we've come from nowhere to become, you know, so we're now considered one of the big boys in the space. You know, we like to joke that, you know, we have last mover advantage. There must be such a thing.
And one of those numbers you just mentioned, Raghu, is really amazing. You just said that there's only 1 to 2% market penetration right now.
Yes.
That's something else.
Yes. And in fact, that analysis was actually done by David Rabb again. You know, he actually went and looked at all companies in the U.S. in the mid-market and looked at and estimated the number of companies that were actually ready for marketing automation. And the way he estimated that is by looking at the other marketing things they were doing. You know, were they doing website analytics, right? Were they doing email marketing? He looked at all of these things and came up with an estimate of the number of companies that were ready. He then did another survey of all the marketing automation vendors to see exactly how many companies were actually customers. And he came up with a tiny number. It was like 1 to 2 to 3%, depending on the segment, right? So it's wide open. And in fact, we're seeing that because if you look at the deals that we win every quarter, in more than half of them, we're not up against any of our competitors. It's a green field, and I think that the trick here is to try and, focus on the right customers and, you know, make the value proposition very simple, and you've got a sale.
So that raises the question of what your first priorities are going to be for spending the $16 million that you raised in
right.
the fund.
You know, we have three objectives. Obviously, one of them is to spend more on sales and marketing. You know, we've been so efficient and our metrics are so good that we now really understand what it. You know, if I spend an additional dollar on sales and marketing, I know exactly what's going to come out the other side, right? So the efficiency is there and we're starting to scale well. So the first objective is to increase sales and marketing. The second objective is to step up the pace of innovation, you know, both organically, stuff we develop, and inorganically, if we can find little companies that we can buy and tuck in, we will do that as well. I think one of the things we're seeing is, you know, tremendous growth in the application of technology in all parts of marketing in innovative ways that we couldn't even have thought about, you know, 2 years ago, right? So we really feel like, you know, we've got a lead, we're doing well, we're pulling away, and we need to step on the gas as far as product innovation goes. And the third area where we plan to spend some of this money is in our geographic expansion. You know, something like, you know, close to 10% of our new revenue is coming from international, and we don't even have much of a presence there. So I think we're definitely looking at that as an opportunity. Our product focus, our product pricing, they all seem to resonate very well in European markets, and we will probably make more of a push over there.
Great. Robert, from a venture capital point of view, what was it about Acton that persuaded Norwest to jump into this round of funding?
Yeah, thanks for having me. There's a number of things. You know, we've known Raghu and his team for a couple of years now, and we've always liked what they're doing, you know, been able to watch their progress. And so, you know, I say first and foremost, you know, we think it's just a great team. You know, Raghu and himself, and then the folks that he's put together to execute against the business. And then, you know, of course, you know, as Raghu was talking about, you know, we think there's a huge market opportunity. You know, the Fortune 5 million, as he says, is, I think, you know, a great opportunity that's very underpenetrated, and an area that you know is a great opportunity today that probably wasn't as easy to get to as in the past. You know, I mean, I think a lot of the, you know, these small and medium businesses have always wanted to have, you know, kind of enterprise class tools, but they've never really been easily accessible like the Acton solution is. I mean, you know, it's a SaaS solution that's, you know, installed very quickly and you can be up and running in depending on what you're doing, in less than an hour, and it's great. And I think that type of ease of deployment and ease of use, you know, just makes these types of tools so much more accessible to the broader market. And so you know, I think, you know, just kind of reiterating, you know, the team and the market opportunity, and then, you know, that's just great execution that we've witnessed you know, for the last couple of years. And you know, we're happy and pleased to be able to be part of the team now, you know, and help grow the business going forward.
So looking ahead maybe into the rest of 2012 and 2013, how do you view the marketing automation market as a whole in terms of the growth potential and the opportunities that you and your team at Norwest see there?
I think there's a lot of opportunity. You know, there's a lot of greenfield market opportunity here for solutions like Acton into the mid market, and so we're very excited about it. And we continue to look at, you know, solutions that can help, you know, small and medium businesses, you know, better manage and execute their business, whether it's in marketing or in, you know, finance or accounting kind of areas. You know, just across the board, we think there's a lot of opportunity, you know, in the enterprise, you know, whether it's the small, the medium, or the large enterprise, as everything, you know, becomes more cloud-based and becomes more software as a service, we think there's just a big, you know, sea change in the market that's creating a lot of opportunity for new companies to come in and be super successful.
So Raghu, I think I'd like to get your take on this question also. How have you seen the marketing automation market evolve during 2012 so far? And maybe what are a few of the major opportunities or challenges that you think the market's going to face during the year to come?
Yeah, you know, in 2012, I think the one thing that we have seen is, you know, in 2011, I would argue that the market might have been a little noisy and maybe it wasn't clear who the leaders were, but I think that certainly changed. Right, in 2012, I think pretty clear what's going on. And I think for us, the opportunity, you know, what brought us here was speed. You know, speed of execution, speed of adoption, speed of implementation, and, you know, speed of evolution. And the major opportunities that we see are that we're starting to expand, or we're starting to, you know, expand into adjacent spaces. You know, if you think about the sales and marketing funnel, we want to expand up and down the funnel. In fact, we want to expand through the funnel out the other side and even be supporting customer support after the sale, right? These are all areas where the technologies that we have and the platform that we've built have a lot of power and applicability. You know, you think of social, right? Now, social historically, you know, people have thought about using social for, you know, generating leads, right? A way to engage people in social, get them in, make them prospects, get them interested, and sell them something. But what we're seeing is we're actually starting to use social to harness the power of our own customers, right? We have more than 1,000 customers. You know, we see somebody on LinkedIn asking a question. Hey, I'm trying to pick a marketing automation platform. I've looked at this and that. Does anyone have any direct experience that they can offer? Obviously, a company like us, a vendor responding is not all that interesting. But if we spot something like that, we reach into our customer base, you know, using social, and get them to participate. The power of that has been amazing. You know, we have over 1,000 customers. Over 160 of them have offered to be reference customers. A huge number of them are willing to jump up and advocate on our behalf. We reached out to our customer base through social and said, hey, guys, could you give us, could a few more of you guys write some reviews on AppExchange? You know, and in a matter of a month, we tripled the number of reviews. And, you know, we didn't tell them what to do. We just told them to go do it. So I think being able to harness the power of the crowd is definitely a theme that you'll see from us. Not just your customers, you know, the same thing with content creation. You know, we see content marketing as being obviously the way that of the future, because that you need that to drive social. Well, there's lots of people producing content, and now it's a matter of creating a platform where you can harness all that creative power. Now, another challenge we're seeing, and if you look out at 2013, you know, look beyond this, if I can put on my future peering glasses.
Get out the crystal ball,
You know, I see mobile. Right. I mean, the thing with mobile is, you know, it's the consumption of marketing content that is starting to change. Obviously, you know, we're building things now. So from a mobile place, you can actually see what your marketing campaigns are doing. But I think that's not the challenge. The challenge is a marketer sends out an email campaign or drives people to a webinar registration page and has no idea how that person is actually going to come and look at that page. You know, they might look at it at home on their PCs. Or they might look at it, you know, on their iPads, or they might look at it on their phones, right? Three vastly different form factors. Now, the challenge there is I think the technologies for dealing with that are starting to come into focus now, because, in fact, Google has been talking about it, right? Same HTML content, but the browser will intelligently load different CSS so that the same content can be, you know, rendered in an appropriate way in each of these you know, each of these devices, you know, that is a technology that's just beginning to emerge. It's a responsive design is, I think, what they call this thing, right?
Yeah.
I think these are the challenges that we're going to be, that all marketers are going to be looking at, because the shift to non-PC platforms is real. I mean, I'm sure you yourself use two or three devices to look at stuff.
Absolutely. I have an iPad sitting here next to me right now that I use all day long for different things than I use my PC for.
Right. And I, you know, depending on where I am, I do so much on the phone, it's amazing. So I think, you know, there's a lot of opportunity, a lot of change. Change is always a good thing for those that can run fast, right? And we pride ourselves on our speed. So as long as there is rapid change, I think there's a huge advantage for us. You know, we're nimble, we're hungry, we're focused. And best of all, we are our own biggest customer of our software. So, you know, we're going to be keeping an eye on the ball.
Well, I think it'll be an interesting year for everybody involved here, and perhaps we can convene back in 2013 and see how things have played out.
Absolutely.
That will do it for the podcast today. I want to thank both Raghu and Robert for joining us. It's been a great conversation.
Absolutely. And if you guys are going to be at Dreamforce, please drop by our booth, 4112.
That's right. You'll be at Dreamforce, won't you?
Yes. Booth 412.
Booth 412. Okay. I'll be there also, so I'll drop by and say hello.
Love to see you.
Congratulations on the funding announcement, guys, and have a great weekend. And that'll do it for us. I'd like to thank everybody for listening today, and we'll see you on the DGR podcast next time. Bye-bye.